Blog Talk Radio.
Already in you out.
Okay. So what for your first job working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's radio. Yahuwah's ministry. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called The Fiery Destruction of Christianity, the Great Beast of Roman Catholic Church. We're just going to scroll down on the international side and see who all join us for another episode, part 52. And we'll stroll on the international side and get a little peek. And it reads, all the international countries got a representative in there. Here, 195 international countries. Logged into Pod 52. And what's flashing? What's flashing? Out of New York, let's see what's flashing. 103-429, 103-429, flashing. That's a great thing. 103-429 is flashing. So what we're going to do, we're just going to find the tips and bring him in. And we'll see if we get something going on part number 52. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Brother Mr. Tibbs, I be with you, I see Roy.
And Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel, the seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. There, Mr. Tibbs, excellent on your part. By you on the net, we're ready to do your part, and that's a great thing. 195 international countries listening. 103-429 flashing day listening. So whatever you got to say, Mr. Tibbs, may Yahuwah be with you. You on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of a glorious number, once again, of 103,492 listeners. And you know what? We know these listeners came here to hear something. Well, I think that's what we got to do. We got to give them something to hear. And that's the words of Yahuwah, probably along with a warning. You know, as we listen to the words of Yahuwah and we become relished in understanding what the Bible means and what's being trying to be told us, it makes you think, why does evil look for good? That's a good question, huh? Or either deceiver look for someone to deceive? Or, like a liar, he looks for someone to lie to. Even takes your thoughts and try them for their sake. Interpreting the Bible to make it mean something else, even after reading the scriptures. I also finding out this as of lately, if you are strong-minded in your beliefs, it makes the deceiver even work harder, trying to pull you away from Yahuwah's word and to their own deception. So we grab these verses with intentions to understand them, not just to read the word, but to actually understand the word, making it harder for that deceiver to interrupt your understanding. We look at the verse of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse number 9. Verse 9 says, a false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. In Galatians chapter 6, verse number 7. 7 says, be not deceived. Yahuwah is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, he shall also reap. In the book of Romans, we look at chapter 16, verse number 18. 18 says, for there are such that serve not our Yahuwah the Son, but their own belly, by good words and fair speeches, deceive the minds of the simple. Well, we study Yahuwah's word. We are what you say might endow with wisdom of his word. So we put ourselves far away from the simple-minded. Because reading the book of Proverbs, looking at chapter 16, verse 13, 13 says, righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they that love him shall speak with right. When you look also at the book of Isaiah, chapter 32, verse 6. 6 says, for fools speak folly, and their hearts and minds are bent on evil. They practice unyahwahliness and spread error concerning Yahuwah. The hungry leave empty. They leave you empty. And the thirsty, they withhold water. So these are things we have to think about what the deceiver does. He's on the side of Satan. And Satan has followers too, just like Yahuwah. So we know we all came to hear things that most of us on this program can hear. And as I said before, many of us understand. And listening, some never understand. And that's without proper teaching. So we are going to proceed with the proper teaching. And that comes with welcoming and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast. Coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's Word. Connecting the books as we usually do for your biblical education. Your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. And you came to seek this information and found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't generally have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting now is 7:15 to 10:15 due to time changes. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address to use. To use this, open up any one of your smart devices right on the search line. Enter www.tribeyhdh.com. Then, after you click Enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as for previous use. Doing so, remember what we're all told in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto Yahweh, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahweh glory and strength." 8. "Give unto Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." Now, I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh alive. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. It will keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us all throughout the year. The calendar explains what the feast days are, what they're all about in detail, when they begin and when they end. So it's a good thing to check that calendar while you're in there. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, type three words on that search line, Yahweh Radio Live. After you click Enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red Live button as soon as it appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses for the listing members to use. The first is Tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E, YHDH at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions answered of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. One note we'd like to say. Please do not call any previous numbers for the seer during broadcast time, as not to disturb the words of Yahweh. We're using a few verses to explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8, says, "Answer not before they've heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." I see this one done quite often, especially to myself. The other comes in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious, bridle not his or her tongue, but deceive with his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But you can still imagine there are those who do the opposite of what the scriptures say. Calling during the program announcement, cause disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. And suppose they may not be familiar with what Yahuwah the Son has told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah. Also, we find it necessary to mention once again, so it really gets out there with understanding. Please, by no means, contact us here direct for questions via voicemail, email, or text. He's generally usually pretty busy answering many memos, as most of us have seen. Even has told us he's having thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and mostly important, preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, even during all this work, the seer is only one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But, as you might imagine, yeah, you guessed it, not this year. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, of course, except for Fridays. Due to our current start time, the program will be repeated probably after 10:30 p.m. To get there, open up any search engine, right on the search line, type three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you'd like to listen. One other interesting note, we're also in the progress of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, today is one of those days where we see another increasing number in the attendance that came for Yahuwah's word. And that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. Because we know that most of us that attended came to commend his word and add unto it. And following only by others casting the same word behind their backs, as I mentioned earlier. One and only to hear certain verses in the Bible, taking those meanings another way. Along with the noisemakers, complainers, want to be a deceptive listener. Flipping those pages to look like they're paying attention, but are lost when they're called to speak. They're clearly forgotten that we're only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman can do in this life, and that's if at all possible. Because if anyone ever says they've even done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another. And that's past Yahuwah's creation. Now, that's impossible. Remember what I said earlier about the impossible in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26? I'm sure you looked it up by now. But anyway, 26 says, but Yahuwah the Son beheld him and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible. You have to keep in mind, and as a reminder from myself and everyone, that no man can measure their last days. Because in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 36 says, But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So we have to keep these things in mind, because we know that as a man or woman, you know, when we're doing things on a daily basis, these things we do are measured by our works. That's the things we think, do, and say. I've often mentioned about the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18, where 18 says, yea, a woman, man or woman may say, thou hast faith, I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. So we do a lot of teaching on this program. We have to show our works, because we know that a teacher always has to show his worthiness. Because we have a lot of people out there that has to realize that the teacher that opens the door for his students, he has to walk through the same door himself. Because we have to remember there's those that out there that ask questions for learning. They really want to know Yahuwah's word, and they're very serious. Then we have others that ask just to see if you really know, or just to trip you up like a Pharisee. That's why I always say, almost each and every program, a teacher can't learn from his students. But already having knowledge, the teacher gains experience by teaching. And you ask yourself why? Because he already knows. So at this time, we will turn our program back over to our Seer Israel. Keep in mind these points of interest and these points from the Bible, because these are good notes to protect yourself from the deceiver and to expand your mind in the word of Yahuwah. So at this time, I'll pass our program back to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. I want to tell you that's excellent again. But like I say, there's a whole lot of information behind that statement. Protect yourself from a deceiver. You know, we got to basically have the foundation to understand how to catch a deceiver red-handed. And that's what, and I that's a pretty good topic right there. How to recognize and catch a deceiver. You know, that's a good talk right there. But all right, excellent. Again, got a lot of memos on the table. And we're just going to, how to catch a deceiver. That's pretty good right there. How you know when a deceiver and what is he doing that you can read. The key to it is, how do you know what a deceiver doing unless you identify him through the manuscript of the greatest piece of literature it is, the Bible. We'll leave it just like that. We'll just see which way it goes. And then we just open lines up and we'll go, Brother Yagdai Israel. And bring Brother Yagdai Israel in and see what we can get going on. So when you meet your brother with a loud voice all the way back from doing his part over there out there around Florida, back on the scene, we might well get a report and see how that went. And then we get something going on. So when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, on a great assignment from Florida, back now ready to do his job and thus says Yahuwah, Brother Yahuwah Israel. Yahuwah be with you there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. See you, Roy.
And God bless you, see you, Israel. I see you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. Now, we know that you was on assignment in Florida to lay the books out a little bit. So, in a little brief statement, what can you tell this national audience about what you observed in Florida once you opened them books up and spread them out a little bit? Let's see, can we talk about that a little bit there, Brother Yahuwah Israel? Come on.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Yeah, I haven't made my return as of yet. See, I'm still in Florida for one more night, so I'll be up for another for the duration of another night. But I've had some interesting things that happened. I was able to communicate with one of the Northern Kingdoms and kind of give them a list of scriptures to verify, check out, go back home and study. So that's been going pretty well. She worked at the motel where I'm staying. She was very, a friend just called her out, so that's how that conversation got started. She wanted to know about them fringes, so I gave her a couple of scriptures on the fringes, and it went from there. Amongst the family members, there were those that was susceptible to the scriptures of Yahuwah, but the majority, like always, kind of standoffish when Brother Yak died on the scene, because they heard his reputation about how he deal with his words. So they, you know, they ain't gonna say nothing to lead to the scriptures. But other than that, you know, it's been very well. I had one cousin that he's already been in the tooth for about a year, and him and his wife, they're doing very well. They're growing, and brother, he's a part of the IUIC camp, so, you know, we conversed for quite a while concerning the scriptures, so it's been a very nice experience. You know, I like to do it one more time. I believe that it's very important to reach out to our family members and give them opportunity to hear the word, the truth of the Most High Yahuwah. So, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Back over to C.A. Israel of C. Roy. Hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, Israel. Hallelujah, God. Excellent report. So, what we'll try to do, we'll let you kind of get all your ducks in a row that way. And we ain't going to just cramp you in on, unless something just have to come up. I know you want to sit there and take a couple of notes. I heard a little something. So we're just going to see, can we let you right back and get prepared for some more out there in Florida. And we're seeking to get something going on. But if maybe one thing I like for you to read one thing, and I'm going to throw that out on Taylor. So if you can find one book of Jasher, it's something I want to read out of Jasher, Brother Yahya Israel, and we take that one verse and go around everything. We just can get one quote at you in the book of Jasher on page number 108. In 108, chapter 50, verse 3 down to verse 6. Then we gonna let you kick your heels up there, Brother Yahdai Israel. But I think we can, if we get this on tape number 52, that'll hold us over. In Jasher chapter 50, verse 3 down to verse 6, then we'll sprain you, unless we just got to pull the trigger again. So Brother Yahdai Israel, and that's 50, verse 3 through 6 of the book of Jasher. Can you throw that here for this last audience? I don't know which is going, but let me hear that one time. Let's going on here, come on.
I didn't bring my book of Jasher with me, see, so I don't have that at hand.
No, okay.
Yeah.
What about Enoch? Did you bring Enoch with you?
No, all I brought was the King James and the Apocrypha.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'll tell you what. All that off, and we'll get at that, and we'll come another way. All right, there, Brother Yahdai Israel, enjoy that assignment that you're on, and if I got to crank up something real good, I'll get back with you. So stand by and ride back and keep the skills up. And
yeah, one more thing before I bag off here. I was able to pass out about 7-8 flyers. So, you know, I put the flyer in people's head, and hopefully I want to lead them to the broadcast, and they get some of this good word coming from VOTTY. So I was able to do that as well, pass out quite a few flyers. So I've been on the case here. Hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah. Well, one thing we do know, our job is never over with. And we got a fine audience here. So evidently, all that you have said and done, they're definitely in the room. So what we're going to do, we're going to make a little alteration on some things, because that's a great thing you have did. So we'll make a little alteration. That's what we'll do. We'll make a little alteration behind that kind of good talk. But behind that kind of good talk, we'll make a little alteration. And what we're going to do, we're going to see if we go find right out there around Detroit, Michigan. We'll make a little alteration. But one thing about it, we always got to be prepared to do the word of Yahweh on a drop of a hat. So let's run around Detroit, Michigan, see what we can get going on, and we'll make a little alteration, a little detour on some things. Let's run around Camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan, and when you meet your sister Presses out there, Iola Israel, with a loud voice you say, Princess Iola Israel, Yahweh be with you there, C. Roy.
Yahweh bless you. Sierra Israel, a seed royal. Hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, qua. Excellent. Now, what we going to do, let me see how you can get in that microphone and see what Luke chapter 12, verse 12, saying out of Detroit, Michigan there. Princess, Mr. Princess, what do Luke chapter 12 say with a loud voice there? Come on.
Luke 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say.
Exactly right. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And I do see on the line, we do have out of strolling down on the international side, even in the conference room, I see a lot of, whatever it is, we see it. We're going to leave it like that. Let's see if we make a little alteration, because one thing about it is a lot of things that we need to know all over the known globe. Let's open up in Psalms chapter 95. Verse number 7. Princess out of Camp 4, what it says in Psalms 95, verse 7.
Psalms 95, verse 7. And it reads, Psalms 95, verse 7. For he is our Yahweh, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice.
Yeah, verse 8. So if you hear his voice today, what it says in verse 8?
Psalms 95, verse 8. Harden not your mind. It's in the provocation. And it's in the day of temptation in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying today, if you hear his voice, he said, harden not your head. He said, don't harden your head when you hear his voice. And let's precept that to the book of Hebrews. Really evil, polluted for Hebrews. But we're going to Hebrews chapter 3. And let's see what it says in 7 and 8, 12 through 15. Let's see what we can get out of this in the book of Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7 and 8, 12 through 15. Camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan. What can we get out of this verse? Come on.
Hebrews 3, 7 and 8, and 12 through 15, verse 7. Wherefore, as the righteous spirit saith, today if ye will hear his voice. Verse 8, harden not your mind, as in the provocation, in the day of the temptation in the wilderness. Verse 12, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil mind of unbelief. In departing from the living Yahweh. Verse 13, but exhort one another daily while it is called today. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Verse 14, for we are made partakers of Yahweh the Son if we hold the beginnings of our confidence steadfast until the end. Verse 15, while it is said, today, if we will hear his voice, harden not your mind, as in the provocation.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying today, if you hear his voice, harden not your head. Now we got to find out who he's talking to about harden not your head. He said, listen. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your head. Pay attention, because propaganda is at its highest. Back up to Psalm 78, and we'll look at verse 55, 68, and 71. Back up to Psalm 78, verse 55, 68, and 71. Let's see if we find a little bit more of who he's telling. Harden not your head. You know, otherwise, if you hear this word, stop hardening your head. Psalm 78, 55, 68, and 71. Come on.
Psalm 78, verse 55, 68, and 71. Verse 55. He has cast out the nations also before them and divided them in inheritance by line and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. Verse 68. But choose the tribe of Yakda Judah, the mount of David, which he loveth. Verse 71, from following the ewes great with the young, he brought him to feed Israel his people and Israel his inheritance.
Mm-hmm. But so Israel is his people's and Israel is his inheritance. But he said, the only way you're going to know these things, you got to be clear what he says to David in verse 68. Now, he made a profound statement. He said, his peoples is Israel. His inheritance is Israel. But he said the one going to tell a story will be verse 55. Ooh, read that verse 55 one more time.
Psalm 78, verse 55. He cast out the nation, also therefore them, and divided them an inheritance by line, and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents.
Mm-hmm. 68.
But chose the tribe of Yahdah Judah, the Mount of David, which he loved.
So he's saying to the children of Israel, listen, he made a choice. You're going to have to make a choice. The only way you're going to be able to recognize deception and how things going on in this world that we all in, you're going to have to make a decision. And your decision is you got to find out where is Yahdah Judah teaching at. And you going to have to find out what they own for Yahweh to intervene in your life. See, that's a great mystery, because the whole world now, they're doing the prophecy teaching. They're doing the book teaching. They're doing everything. But the Bible is telling us that your way back, you won't have to find out what Yahdah saying. Judah, which is the poor son, which he talked about even through the mouth of the seal when he returned. In 12 verse 7 of Zechariah, he's saying that the first one he going to make on his return, he going to look for one people, one tribe of people. And that's the one he's going to say something in Zechariah 12, verse 7. What are you going to tell this one people in 12, verse 7? Out of the 12 tribes and out of the whole world. He told Zechariah, put this in writing on how I'm going to operate when I return in 12, verse 7. What do you say?
Zechariah 12, verse 7, Yahweh also shall save the tents of Yahdah Judah first, that the honor of the house of David and the honor of the inhabitants of the city of David do not magnify themselves against Yahdah Judah.
Mm-hmm. And that house is families or nations. So he said the first family or nation that he will be saving, it will be the tribe of Judah. Judah is the key to your returning back. So if you're in a ministry and you don't know about who is Judah, Judah is the one that all of everything is centered around. But Judah got to wake up. Wake up, but he got to recognize who we are according to the book. Judah. You got to wake up, Judah. But the only way you're going to be woke up, you got to be taught by Judah. Now, in the book of Acts, the chief speaker of the nation of Israel made a profound statement. That's why we say, time is not in our favor, but something we have to be clear that was already put in writing in the book of Acts pertaining to what Peter did say. He made a profound statement in the book of Acts about something, and we want to read and see what he says in the book of Acts. He said something. Now, what did he say? Let me see if I find. He made a statement on what the ones in that circle must keep focus on. He said something there, Sister Princess, and we were just looking right at the verse a minute ago, and now it don't got past me. But he said something in the book of Acts. So if you know what verse he says something in, you can go and take off. If you know exactly what was said, that he said something in the book of Acts.
Acts 18.
You made it. Well, I'm not even guessing at it. Either we can you knock it out the park, or we, because if we guess that, we're going to be guessing wrong. But he made a profound statement in the book of Acts. Now, Chief Speaker Nation of Israel said something. And we want to see, what did he say? He told in the seventh chapter, make it a six. This is what he says in verse 2. He made a statement in 7 verse 2, and he says what the hierarchy have to be about. And let's see what he says in 7, we'll make it 6, book of Acts chapter 6 verse 2 and verse number, check it out in verse 4. Let's see what he says, Acts chapter 6, 2 through 4. What do you say?
Acts 6, verse 2 through 4. Verse 2, then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of Yahweh and serve tables. Verse 3, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men, honest report, full of the righteous spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over the business. Verse 4, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Verse 5.
That's it. 2 through 4. That's it. So that, you hear what he's saying? So the ministry of Yahdah Judah, the first thing you have to do is be able to set up what needs to be done. But, and that's why we tell you, call the international line. If you got any questions or comments, and we'll direct your calls to one of the 6 anointed camps, and they can help you out on whatever has got to be done. But you got some that's in a higher level, and we got to be about taking to the next level, but digressing questions, one of the 6 anointed camps can't answer that. They can work with you on that. But that's why I tell you, try to stay away from trying to contact the seer, because these things that we're setting up all over the country, brothers and sisters that can help you on things, but it's so much information that is hid from your eyes have to be laid out. And we want to lay it out in grand style, and we can't entertain things that one of the 6 anointed camps can sit down with you if it's legit and help you on points that you need to know. Because you have to recognize propaganda because it's at its highest. And that's why we're going to lay out how you can smell propaganda. But it's a spirit that you must be in to be able to understand when propaganda is closed by you. You have to be in the right spirit. So let's see some things that we need to know. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1 and 2 says what? 19 and 20. Let's see what we got to, what we have to know. There's some things that we have to know. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1, 2, 19 and 20 says what?
1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 19. A gift that the elder received.
Verse 1, 2, then skip down to 19 and 20.
1 Timothy 5:1-19. First Timothy 5:1, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren. Verse 2, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity. Verse 19, against an elder receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses.
20.
Verse 20, them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear.
So it is a respect level that have to be with the individual that make phone calls or each come to any of the six anointed cancer. A respect level must be there because we can take care of your answer, but the respect level must be there, but you understand that it's mothers, elders, they're getting in place to be able to take care of this business. And that's why we have to look at what he says in the book of Exodus, chapter 1, verse 13 through 16. What it says in Exodus, chapter 1, chapter 18. Exodus, chapter 18, verse 1 and 13 through 16. So it's a respect level that have to be soundly applied. And the only way you'll find out about a respect level, you got to understand and know the protocol and how to catch deception and propaganda. But some rules that we must lay out first. In Exodus chapter 18, verse 1, let's get down to 13 through 16. What does it say there? Camp Paul, Detroit, Michigan, come on.
Exodus 18, verse 1 and 13 to 16. Exodus 18, verse 1. When Jethro, the priest at Midian, of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that Yahweh had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, and that Yahweh had brought Israel out of Mizraim, Egypt being a polluted word. Verse 13. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses set to judge the people. And the people stood by Moses from the morning until the evening. Verse 14. And when Moses' father-in-law saw that all he did to the people, he said, "What is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone? And all the people stand by thee from morning unto evening." Verse 15, and Moses said unto his father-in-law, "Because the people come unto me to inquire of Yahweh." Verse 16, when they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one another. And I do make them known the statutes of Yahweh and his law, his Torah instruction.
So Moses explained that he was the intercessor, that when the people got any kind of problem, they brought it to him. But as the process of time went on, behind the people's coming to him on every subject, because sometimes, you know, if you miss a class, you miss a lot. We touch on whatever he wants to touch on, but we have to get past a certain grade level and keep it moving. So if you miss a class, you miss a lot. So Moses was sitting here, and he was taking care of some business. But it dawned on Moses as he was taking care of Yahweh's business, something occurred to Moses in the 11th chapter of Numbers. Something occurred to Moses in 11 verse 14. Let's see what he says in 11 verse 14 of Numbers. Something came to Moses in 11. I'll tell you what. Let's read verse 12 and 14. Numbers chapter 11, verse number 12 and 14. Let's see what he said. Let's see what Moses said in Numbers chapter 11, verse 12 and 14.
Numbers 11, verse 12 and 14. Have I conceived all the people? Have I begotten them? That thou shouldest say unto me, carry them in thy bosom as a nursing father beareth the suckling child unto the land which thou swearest unto their fathers. Verse 14, I am not able to bear all this people alone, because this is too heavy for me.
So you hear what old Moses said. He said this thing getting very frustrated to him. He said, I'm out here standing out here, and they're coming to me with everything. Lessons that have been taught years ago, and they want to hear a lesson again. They want to go through this, go through that. So Moses said, this thing is too heavy for me. So now since he had said that to Yahweh, now Yahweh going to respond to it. And see what Yahweh said to him, Moses, once he verbally made the statement that this thing is too heavy for him. Let's see what he says in 16 and 17. What did Yahweh tell Moses to do? And that's one of the greatest mystery in teaching. If you won't know what to do today, look back at yesterday. But one thing about it, whatever you do, make sure you can read what you're doing. See, you ain't got to reinvent anything. Make sure whatever you're doing, you can read it. Then it'll hold up. Let's see what happened in verse 16 and 17. Come on.
Numbers 11, verse 16 and 17. And Yahweh said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. Verse 17, and I will come down and talk with thee there. And I will take the spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone.
Pretty good. Excellent. And what happened next in 24 and 25? Now, when Moses done, he looked out among the peoples, and he found out of all the peoples of Israel, he found him the number Yahweh was looking for. And let's see what happened next in verse 24 and 25.
Numbers 11, verse 24 and 25. And Moses went out and told the people the words of Yahweh, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and set them around about the tabernacle. Verse 25. And Yahweh came down in a cloud, and spake unto him, and took of the spirit that was upon him, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease.
So that's how it got to happen, huh? So in the 11th chapter, or making it 12th chapter, of First Kings. Now once that in is in place, then let's see exactly what happened next. We go on to First Kings chapter 12, and when you know you got that in place, let's see what happened next in First Kings chapter 12. And we'll look down at verse number 6 and 7. Let's not tell you what, read verse 1, just get warmed up. First Kings chapter 12, verse 1. Then skip down to verse 6 and 7. Let's see what happened next. First Kings 12, 1, 6 and 7.
First Kings 12. Verse 1 and 6 and 7, verse 1. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel were come to Shechem to make him king. Verse 6 and 7. And King Rehoboam consulted with the old men and stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived and said, how do ye advise that I may answer this people? Verse 7, and they spake unto him, saying, if thou wilt be a servant unto his people this day, and will serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be thy servants forever.
Uh-huh. So you got to be, you got to know what you're saying according to what's written. That sounds nice. Let's run to Psalms chapter 94. Now David was in the spirit while the mental spirit was talking to him real good. And he said something in the 94th chapter of Psalms there, Campport, Detroit, Michigan. And let's see what he says in 94, verse 4, 12, 14, and 16. Let's see what's going on in Psalms chapter 94, verse 4, 12, 14, and 16. What say that? What say, Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan?
Psalms 94, verse 4. How long will they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? Verse 12, blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Yahuwah, and teachest him out of thy Torah instructions. Verse 14, for Yahuwah will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. Verse 16, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?
Which is saying, you know, the question he asked, he said, now, who going to rise? Who going to step to the plate? That's what he want to know. He want to know. What he want to know is who is going to step to the plate and take care of sin. That's what he want to know. He wants to know soundly who is going to rise up for me and take care of those that is sinning against him. And what is the biblical definition of sin in 1 John chapter 3, verse 3 and 4? Now, Yahuwah, I want to know. He wants to know plainly who's going to step into the plate and who's going to rise up and take care of his business. That's what he want to know. He want to know these things. And let's see what is he want to know in 1 John, right side of the book, chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. What he want to know there? Detroit, Michigan, Camp 4, come on.
First John 3, verse 4.
Well, make it 3, 3, and 4. Make it
3:3 And every man that has this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Verse 4. Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the Torah instruction. For sin is the transgression of the Torah instructions.
Oh, yeah? So the definition of sin is breaking the Torah instruction, and that is the first five books. So you can look in the mirror and examine yourself and see, are you sinning? And how you know when you sinning? When you breaking the first five books of Torah instruction. That's when you know you are sinning. So that's the key right there. You got to know what you're doing. The first five books will tell you be your foundation. And it says in Psalms 11, verse 3 there, Camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan, what it says in 11, verse number 3.
Psalms 11, verse 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
So here's you saying, if you don't have your foundation, and if you have been taught and you do not have your foundation, when we find out, according to the Bible, the only one will be doing some teaching is the tribe of Yahdah Judah. So we don't find out that in the early part of the lesson, because Yahdah Judah will show you your foundation. And that's one of the greatest mysteries in teaching, because he said, the one I'm going to come back looking for first and to save them first will be the fourth son of Israel, because he will be carrying my word until I come back and tell Yahdah Judah, I can take it from here. So that's one of the greatest mysteries in teaching. So when you send in a ministry, whatever you go on with a Bible, if you're serious about this work, then you make sure the one that is teaching before you is coming out of the tribe of Yahdah Judah. And Paul brought that back to the table in the 7th chapter, verse 13 and 14, the book of Hebrew. Luke tried to call Hebrew. He brought that same approach that was written on the left side of the book after Yahweh the Son was back in heaven. He came to the southern temple, and Peter gave him the microphone, and this is what he says in the 7th chapter, verse 13 and 14, the book of Hebrews. What did he say there, Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan? What did he say?
The book of Hebrews being polluted, chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. Verse 14. For it is evident that our Yahweh sprang out of Yahdah Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood.
We know why Moses did not pertain to it, because Yahweh did not peep his coat. But Moses understood that he only can take it so far. Then he is already prophesied in the 33rd chapter by the mouth of Moses, and 33 verse 1 and 7, that way up the road after Moses is, and the children of Israel is scattered, this is what he wrote in his book in the 33rd chapter, verse 1 and 7. What he say in Deuteronomy 33, verse 1 and 7? What did he say, Cal Folger, Detroit, Michigan? What did he say?
Deuteronomy 33, verse 1 and 7. And this
yes,
is
ma'am.
A blessing.
What did he say? Yeah.
Deuteronomy 33, verse 1 and 7. Verse
yes.
1, and this is a blessing wherewith Moses, the man of Yahweh, blessed the children of Israel before his death. Verse 7. And this is a blessing of Yahweh Judah. And he said, hear, Yahweh, the voice of Yahweh Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou the help of him from his enemies.
So, it was already prophesied through Moses that make sure, Yahweh, you bless the hand of Judah, because the only one going to be able to help these nations get back together, one in the mind, it was already prophesied through Yahweh Judah. So the reason why we in trouble today, because we don't recognize who is Yahweh Judah today. And that's why you got Christianity and everything, that's Islam. You got everything going on. But the reason you in trouble today, because you don't recognize the signs of the time and you do not have your foundation. Let's run to the 49th chapter, verse 1, 8 through 10, the closing statement now. Count for Detroit, Michigan. You've done excellent on your part. We run to the 49th chapter and see what did Moses pull that from. Moses pulled that verse from the 49th chapter of Genesis, verse 1 and 8 through 10, and what was said by the children of Israel's father in the 49th chapter of Genesis, verse 1, 8 through 10. What was said? Come on.
Genesis 49, verse 1 and 8 through 10. And Israel and Jacob called his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Verse 8. Yahweh Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thy enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Verse 9, Yahweh Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion. And as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? Verse 10, the scepter shall not depart from Yahweh Judah, nor a Torah instruction giver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and to him shall the gathering of the people be.
So he says it will be a bloodline Yahweh Judah talking that good talk about the word of Yahweh until Shiloh, which is pleaded for Yahweh the Son, come. He read that in 12, verse 7 of Zechariah. He must hold down until Yahweh the Son come and take it from there. And so that's one of the greatest mysteries. So if you sitting in a ministry and the one that have the Bible open, if he cannot identify with Yahweh Judah and the foundation of what was told to Yahweh Judah, then you wasting your time in a ministry. If you're doing Christianity, Islam, Buddha, or whatever you're doing, and do not recognize the peoples of the book, and that's why we have to take our time and show what this Bible's saying. And just like we got Brother Yahweh there in Florida, they got a man of Yahweh out there for one reason, to enlighten you about what your position is if you won't be on the right side of salvation, and that's listening to the tribe of Yahdah Judah only for salvation. And that's a mystery, see, right here. Keep that in your mind. Camp for Detroit, Michigan. Ask on your part. What's your closing statement for this national audience? Come on.
Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua.
Excellent. Hallelujah, qua. And we clear that it tells you in the book called The Vision of Paul, 30. Whenever you hear the word hallelujah, why, and you don't join in, you got a sin over your head. So if you didn't do it, or unless you didn't know it, and that's why it's so important to understand one thing. If you don't get the blessing of the Almighty Yahweh, you got to follow what is written. In the Vision of Paul, chapter 30, tell you bottom line. If you old, young, or whenever you hear hallelujah, why, you for respond in that song by saying hallelujah, why. And if you didn't do it, you got a sin over your head. Excellent. Detroit, Michigan. We'll run back and get Mr. Teal's final thoughts. And that's what it's all about, C Radio. You got to understand the protocol of Yahweh. You're not going to get out of this until you understand the protocol, or you're going to be the two-thirds that will not make it. Because we're going to read that shortly about how many going to make it and who's not going to make it. But one thing, we have to recognize the order thing, and that's why we have to be clear. You got to have brothers to step up, sisters to step up, mothers to step up. This business of thus says Yahweh got to go forward, and you've got to make sure you recognize when someone's spirit is not right. Somebody have to automatically understand one thing. The word of Yahweh is too important to be disturbed. It must go forward. So we got to show you the protocol of everything. And Yahweh can put the spirit on those that have that spirit to step up to the plate. And when you step up to the plate, you got to recognize one thing. That's Yahweh putting that spirit in you. And you got to do it with all your might. Let me steal back in for his final thoughts and take number 52 and some dust says Yahweh. And then we'll come back with the mothers and go in for the close. So will you? Mr. Tibbs, you're back on the clock on this national audience. Come
out. Once again, God bless you for this year as well. And thank you for bringing me back into the TNT broadcast.
The WCC says, and the New York station said, your microphone is breaking all up, and they're going to mute you out. Give you a chance to straighten up that microphone. So, see if you make some adjustment. We'll come back with you shortly and get your closing statement. Or we'll see if we can grab the mothers to keep the program running. Because right now, WCC and the New York station just put a M-U-T-E and an X on you until your microphone is straightened up. All righty now. So, let's check right back again and see what your microphone sound like. And then we'll... see, can we hear your closing statement? Mr. Tibbs, you're back on the network. The national audience is listening. Come on.
Once again, God bless you, brother. See you as well. And I thank you.
But WCC said, no, you ain't got your microphone straightened up, so we have to come back with you, catch you at the close. We'll bring you back, recharge your microphone up, and come on back with it in grand style, because you was breaking up real bad, and the WCC, they running the switchboard anyway. So let's see if we go find the mothers out of camp number one. Find the mothers out of camp number one and bring them in, and we'll see if we get something going on until we get the okay that Mr. Till's microphone is working, ready to go. And we'll come back and bring him in and get his closing thoughts and thus says Yahweh. So when you meet the mothers out of camp one with a loud voice, you say, Mother D.F. Israel, coming out of camp one, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seer Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Mother E, Mother Z, I'm out of Camp One. The mother's out of Camp One. Mother E, Israel, tribe of Yahweh, Judah. Yahweh be with you, LC, Roy.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, LC, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So let's see, Mother DF Israel, let's find out something. And then we're going to go back and check Mr. Tibbs and see. We're going to see, can we get his final conclusion in a second. Well, let's see, what throw some on the table real quick, Mother B. Let's see what it says in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16 and 20. Backed up with Mother D up Israel in 1 John, right side of the book, chapter 1, 5 through 8. Let's see what's going on here in Isaiah chapter 8, 16 and 20. And Mother D up Israel, meet 1 John, right side of the book, chapter 1, 5 through 8. Let's go back to back. Let's find out what Mr. Tibbs got going on. Come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 8, verse 16 and 20. Verse 16. And bind up the testimony, seal the Torah instruction among my disciples. Verse 20. To the law and to the testimony, if thou speakest not according to the word, it is because there is no light in them.
Mother E, what you just got through reading? If you don't do what, you ain't got what? What did you just got through reading in verse 20?
Verse 20. To the law and to the testimony. If thou speakest not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
Oh, you telling me that if a person stand before me, and if he not using Torah and the instruction, the left side and the right side, meaning if he not precepting his Bible, you got to use both sides of the book, which is a continuation of writing. So if you stand before me and you not use both sides of the book, that means precepting your Bible. You said it is no what in that's talking. It's no what in them?
Light.
Verse 20, no what in them?
No
light in them, huh? Oh, so that's how you identify propaganda and in your window and deception. Because if they're not using the Torah instruction, first five books, and the seer, in a moderation conversation, it is no light in them. Now, what that supposed to mean, that Mother D up Israel, no light in you, in 1 John chapter 1, 5 through 8. What that supposed to mean? Come on.
1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declared unto you that Yahweh is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Yahweh the Son, his Son, cleaneth us from all sin. Verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
Talk that melody of Israel. So now we know what to look for now. If if someone got a statement to make, if he not using law and the testimony, using both sides of the book. Otherwise, he not precept or she not precepting that Bible. They say, mm-hmm. well, according to what he feared, you tell them it's no Yahweh in them.
Mm-hmm.
They are faking. And because here's the point. If you precept your Bible, you are running to the answer of who's supposed to be doing the talking and who's supposed to be doing the listening. But as long as you let mm-hmm. people tell you about things you can read nowhere, and that's why you keeping Sunday today. And that's why you mm-hmm. are the Lord God and Jesus. You didn't get that from the Bible. You got that from the precept of men. See? So you gotta understand mm-hmm. that, see, right? Become humble. Bang. You gotta step it up. Simon's just tears and see, can we get his closing thoughts and thus says Yahweh on tape 52? And we'll bring Mr. Tibbs in one more time. Right? WCC? Right. Okay. Mr. Tibbs, you're back on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel. And hopefully we got some good legible audio. Is that the case?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Okay. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Then I shall proceed. Mm-hmm. Because earlier in our broadcast, we were talking about deception. And believe me, that is a big conversation. Because even though we study the Bible on a daily basis or whenever we can, there are those out there that are studying deceptive ways. And being strong with the armor of Yahweh's word, we can tell when it comes. Because we all came to hear those things that most of us can hear. That's what I always say. And some listening never can understand, and that's without proper teaching. And that's what we do. We get proper teaching so that you can get the lessons from the Bible, and they were meant to be understood. This is why the words of Yahweh makes all this and more possible for the righteous. That's us. We have to be aware of those knowing the scriptures. By knowing the scriptures, there are those out there that camouflage their evil teachings every day. And they do this for your righteous learning. Now, that's deception. Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 12 to 15, verse 12 says, "But what I do that I will do, that I may cut off from occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we." 13, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Yahweh the Son." 14, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into a minister spirit of light." 15, "Therefore it is no great thing if his minister spirits also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." This is one of the reasons we always have to have good works coming from the Bible, keeping our Sabbath days, learning what teachings precede us to do, and make us go forward. That's why we're the doers of Yahweh's word. We follow his righteous teachings, because in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12 and 13, verse 12 says, "For the eyes of Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Yahweh is against him that do evil." 13, "And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good?" Well, I can tell, and I'm pretty sure you can too, that there are a lot of us out there that come for the good of Yahweh's word. We receive it, commend it, add unto it. And some of us, as I said before, cast that same word behind their back. And that creates the huge problem that we're experiencing now. That is not so good for others learning the word of Yahweh. We call them raving wolves in sheep's clothing that come just to see who's attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side in deceptive thinking, spreading rumors of non-Yahweh-y things. And I know many have seen just as much. These are the people that have to realize that we're here for one reason, not who sits on your left or who sits on your right, to spread rumors, but that's to teach the word of Yahweh. Because without proper teaching, we meet the blind who leads the blind, leading you away from the Bible precepts, the Sabbath days, and to their own double-minded speeches. Such as in the book of James, we look at chapter 4, verse number 8. Verse 8 says, draw nigh to Yahweh, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye transgressors. Purify your minds, ye double-minded. And we also take a peep at Nehemiah. Let's see what he's got to say. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, looking at verse 13 and 14. Verse 13 says, thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai, and speaketh with them from heaven, and gavest them right judgments, and true laws, and good statutes, and commandments, or instructions. 14, and madest them known unto them by the righteous Sabbath, and commanded them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses thy servant. But we still got those out there that go foolish. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 13 and 20, verses 23 and 24. 23 says, but the foolish and unlearned questions avoid knowing that they do generous strife. 24, and the servant of the Yahweh must not strife, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach patience. So we do that. It takes a lot of patience to teach the word of Yahweh. We just don't pick up the microphone and speak words after we read the scriptures. No, we speak the words and interpret what the scriptures mean for your understanding. And this is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you live, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, first and foremost about Yahweh's word, connecting the books, your health and foods that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days, and we do this because you have not, and you came to seek this information and found that which you have sought in Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. In the days, it's Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but now we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. Temple class now is starting at 7:15 to 10:15 due to time changes. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. We're also using a website address. To get there, open up any one of the search engines on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. Well, after you click enter, just on this big line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offering. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But by clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells us all in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind? To keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar to stay in tune with the feast days for you, your family, and friends that come to all of us throughout the year. For the live program, this is featured as only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Right on the search line, enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. And click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into a live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses to use. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. Of course, this is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdh YSRAEL at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. One note we'd like to add. Please do not call any previous numbers for the seer during broadcast time, as not to disturb the words of Yahweh. And we use a few Bible verses to explain why, what this causes. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse number 8, it says, "Answer not before thou have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." The other comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. It says, 26, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." Or what the scriptures say. They were called during a program announcement, "Cause disruption when the words of Yahweh are being spoken unto you." I suppose they may not be familiar with Yahweh the Son, it said in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahweh." Once again, we find it necessary to mention, by no means contact the seer for questions direct via voicemail, email, or text. Because he's usually pretty busy answering many memos, as most of us have seen, even having thoughts of running a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and mostly important, preparing Yahweh's lesson before a program starts. Even doing all that, the seer is also only one man, limited by 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of the anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahweh be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. But I guess by now you've imagined, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahweh's creation of 100%, and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, 19:26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays. Program due to current starting time will probably be after 10:30 for Friday. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Right on the search line, enter the three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. We're also in the process of making it possible for the listening members to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, I guess we already know that a lot of people take the verses in the Bible another way, wanting to be deceptive listeners, trying to see if they can cause much confusion as they can. And I guess this is a known fact. But guess what? They've clearly forgotten that we're only one man and one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. Remember, we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahweh created to do in this life. And you have to imagine if that's at all possible. I think I've come close to 80%. I stretch to get to that 100%, but just can't make it. Because you've even got those that say they've even done 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another, past Yahweh's creation. Now that's impossible. Remember what I said about the impossible? Matthew 19:26, 26 says, Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible. As we move forward, we begin to know that we're all measured by our works. We keep hearing that the Bible measures a man or woman by their works, the things we think, do, and say. Because you can imagine there's a lot of corrupt things that we have to listen to that we're forced to make it that it sounds right, impossible. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 25 says, but whosoever looketh in the perfect law of liberty and continueth there within, he or she being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man or woman shall be blessed in his or her deed. Well, I guess the key point here is being not a forgetful hearer. You should listen to those scriptures and put them into yourself so that it does do you some good instead of hearing the word and not doing the word. So at this particular time, we will turn our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. I'm still excellent again. That's all right. Everything okay? Hallelujah, Yahuwah. All right. Let's get back on the call. Okay, but one thing about me, right? Got a lot of memos. A lot of memos on the table, but what we're trying to do is lay this foundation and spirit land through some dust as Yahuwah, so the mother's still on the line, and we're just going to get right back on to what we left off on and see which way he wants to go. And Mother D.F. Israel, we want to, so we find out if you don't have your Yahuwah, now they get ready to talk about the pastors, the shepherds, the deacons. Now Peter's going to talk about the bishops, the shepherds, the deacons. Peter's going to make a profound statement on what to look for in time to come on the pastors, deacons, and shepherds. Let's run to 2 Peter chapter 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, and 3 there, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's see when Peter talks about these shepherds, these pastors, these deacons. He says something for us to always be aware of. And what did he say in 2 Peter 2, 1, 2, and 3? What did he say there, Mother D.F. Israel?
2 Peter chapter 2. Verses 1 and 2. Verse 2, 1.
And 3.
Okay. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Verse 1. But there were false shepherds also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresy, even denying Yahuwah that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Verse 2. And many shall follow their precious ways by reason
pernicious.
Of
pernicious way.
By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Verse 3. And through covetousness shall they with foreign words make merchandise.
Mean words. Mm-hmm. So he said they're going to come at you and they're going to be having a gift for gab. But all they're trying to do is make merchandise out of you, and they're not going to follow no rules and regulations. Now let's precept that and get a little bit more on that, Maldia Israel. Take it to the third chapter of the same book, 2 Peter 3.
Mm-hmm.
2 Peter 3, verse 1. And we'll take it down.
Mm.
2 Peter 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. What does 2 Peter 3 say? 1, 2, 3, 4.
2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stirred up your pure mind by way of remembrance, verse 2, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the righteous seers and of the Torah instruction of us, the apostles, followers of Yahweh, the Son and Savior. Verse 3. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust. Verse 4. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation.
Mm-hmm. Good. So we found out that the scoffers, they on the table now, see, Roy. They up on the table, they find Christianity, Islam, Judaism. They up on all type of things, see, Roy. That's why you have to recognize whenever you make a move, who you really talking to, because they is on a rampage as we speak. But Yahweh says, he made a profound statement that in Isaiah, he made a profound statement in the book of Isaiah, chapter 3 and verse 9. What did he say, Mother E, in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 3 and verse 9? What did he say?
Isaiah, you talking to me, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 3 and verse 9. Yes, ma'am, I'm talking to you.
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 3 and verse 9. Verse 3. The ox knows his owner, and the ass his master, his crib. But Israel do not know. My people do not consider. Verse 9. Except Yahweh of hosts has given this us a very small remnant. We should have been as Solomon, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah.
Uh-huh. So you're saying, Mother, he is a small remnant. He says, Yahweh did leave a small remnant to really be able to tell you about his business. Only a small remnant is left. And can we precept and find out what remedy is a small remedy that he has left to tell you about his word? Let's see if we find out who is that remedy is left. In 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 30 and 31, who have he left to tell you about his word? Let's see, he made a profound statement in 2 Kings 19, verse 30 and 31. Let's see who he left to tell about his word today. Kings 19, 30 and 31. Mother E, come on.
2 Kings chapter 19, verse 30 and 31. Verse 30 reads, and the remnant that is escaped of the family of Yahweh's Judah shall yet again take root downward and bear fruit upward. Verse 31. For out of Yahweh's Judah shall go forth a remnant and they that escaped out of Mount Yahdah Judah through the vine, the zeal of the Yahweh host shall do this.
Oh, so now we're going to find out right now, the ones that's going to take care of this business, it will be the tribe of Yahdah Judah. So here's the point. We try to lay your foundation. Your foundation got to be clear. The only way you're going to come out of this thing, you must understand that Yahdah Judah, not Christianity, not Islam, not Judaism, have your message. We have your message according to 2 Kings 19, 30 and 31, in Isaiah chapter 1, 3 and 9, is Yahdah Judah. That's what have your message, children of Israel. So now, if you understand that, see what we have showed you so far. Now let's run Mother E. We want to take a look at something else because it was told Moses, not for this to work, Moses. It's something you got to do, Moses. It's something you got to do. But, and I'm going to tell you what I want you to do. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 1. And all I need is two lines out of verse 1 there, Mother E. Just give me two lines. I need to get a subject matter on the table. What I need in Deuteronomy chapter 1, I need to know the plan on who is he talking to. Let's see who we talking to in Deuteronomy 1:1. All I need is two lines. Who we talking to? Deuteronomy 1:1. Give me two lines. Come on.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verse 1. These be the words which Moses spoke unto all Israel.
Excellent. So this word is spoken to all Israel. So if you Israel, this is what the word is spoken to you. Verse 3.
And it comes to pass in the fourth year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spoke unto the children of Israel, according unto all that the Yahweh had given him, and the commandment unto them.
Oh, so Yahweh have intervened and spoken to Moses exactly what to tell the children of Israel. So now Moses is going to be speaking from the mouth of Almighty Yahweh. And he got a message to tell the children of Israel. And what did he tell the children of Israel in verse 8? Let's see the first thing he told them in verse 8.
Verse 8. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess it. Go in and possess the land which the Yahweh swore unto your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to give unto them and their seed after them.
Uh-huh. So the first thing that will be understood that who is your fathers, and your fathers is Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. So if any teacher stand before you, the first thing he's supposed to bring to the table, who is your father, who is your founding father? And they are Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. That have to be known to them. Their fathers is Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Now, what do we tell the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel? What do he tell them in verse 12? Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, well, you might well read verse 11. Let's see what he tells them in verse number 11. What did you tell me in verse number 11?
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 11. The Yahweh of your father make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised you. Verse 12.
You should never be, hold on. So you should never sit in a ministry or hear somebody tell you you are a minority. You're not a minority at any time. You are the majority, and that's one of the greatest mysteries in teaching. When you have other people stand before you and tell you you are a minority, how is you a minority? And according to Moses, you are 10,000 times as many as you are. 10,000 times of what? 10,000 times of what? Back up to 2460. Put your marker there, Mother E, and back up and find out what are you 10,000 times more than what? Back up to the 24th chapter, verse 60, and see what he's multiplying you as a people to what number. And let's read the prophecy in 24, verse 60 in Genesis. Let's read a little prophecy. What did he say?
The book of Genesis, chapter 24, verse 6 to read. Book of Genesis, chapter 24, verse 60. And they blessed Rebecca and said unto her, thou art our sister. These are the mother of thousands of Midian, and let your seed possess the gate of those which hate them.
You see that? So he multiplying you as a people. He multiplying you as a people more than the prophecy was told in 2460 of thousands of millions. Moses said, we proceed past that 500 years later in the days of Deuteronomy 1:11. He says, a Yahweh of your fathers have made you 1,000 times so many more than you are. You was all, and the thing was to get you to 1,000 million, you more than that. So that's what we trying to tell you, C. Roy. You're not a majority nowhere. And you've been trained by the ones that is prophesied in one verse. Let's go to the book of Obadiah. And Mother D of Israel have me 12 through 18 waiting on me in Deuteronomy 1 when we come back. Mother E, let's see who have put the propaganda on us in the book of Obadiah. See,
okay.
The Bible would tell us what it is. We don't sit up under the right ministry, and we're not prepared to tell the story according to the Bible, and we try to win all the bump the gum contests, and then you put them right there where they got a word to say. But if you pump some Bible on them, that's called the shutdown, some Bible. All you got to understand one thing, the Bible is called a shutdown for the children of Yahdah Judah. Lose the bump the gum contest. Be clear what Yahweh says in Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Now look what Yahweh says. So who you going to believe? Let's see what he says in Obadiah chapter 1, 1 and verse 2.
The book of Obadiah. Yep. Book of Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. The vision of Obadiah, thus said the Yahweh concerning Edom, Esau. We have heard a rumor from the Yahweh, and an ambassador is sent among the nation. Arise you, and let us rise up against her in battle. Verse 2. Behold, I have made thee small among the nations. Thou art great despised.
Greatly despised. You see the man just said? So you see what he did? So we are listening to details. They the one is been made small the nation. The sinners of Esau, this by our sons. Translated today as the white man and the white woman. They have been made small among the nations. But they don't sit there and taking your books and they got you as a minority. But the Bible says they are small among the nations. So that's why they use the what they use to take your book, because you don't know who you are. Your crescent and your coat of arms, you have lost it because you refuse to leave the name that the man give you to make sure you got your crescent, your coat of arms always before you and the blessing of Yahweh with you, because you refuse to do 6, verse 27. You refuse to say to your family what we going to do, and we going to have this over my household, my family. Let's see what he say in 6, verse 27 of Numbers, their mother. See, we refuse to have wherever we go. When we get to, who are you? Who are you, Mrs.? You refuse to lay down number 627 before they left, before they face. What did it say in 627 Numbers? What did it say there, Mother E?
The book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 27. And they tell, put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
And you put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Now look what the man told you. He said, Moses, tell them, put my name on the children of Israel, then when they walk around the known world, they have their crescent and they had a coat of arms with them, because I would have the blessing over their head. Now read Psalms 91 verse 1 and see what happened. When you doing what Yahweh is saying, then Yahweh told David to put this in writing. When you got him right, then look what he got over you when you step out from among your loved ones. Look what Yahweh said he got over your head in Psalms 91, 1, 2, and 3. What he got there, Mother E? Psalms 91, 1, 2, and 3.
Book of Psalms, chapter 91, verse 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1. He dwells in the secret places of the Most High. Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2. I will say of the Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress. My Yahweh, in him will I trust. Verse 3. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from the noise of pestilence.
He going to deliver you. If you got him right, then he said to David, speaking here, we're not going to read in 2 Samuel 23, 1, 2, and 3. The mental spirit told David to write, if you got your Yahweh right, and at the end of your name is the name that carries the blessing, I will deliver you when you need me the most. I will be there, but I have to recognize you. I cannot recognize you because you've been trained by the one that tell you, you are minority. And we just read over there, you are the minority. So you see, they are done what? A mother. Let's go to the 29th chapter and see what they are dead. Flip over your eyes. Go to Isaiah 29. Let's see exactly what they have did right before your eyes, and that's why you keep in Sunday, Christianity, Lord God and Jesus. Right before your eyes, something will happen to you right before your eyes in the 29th chapter of Isaiah. And all I'm going to be able to show you this, Yahdah Judah. But we're going to read what will happen to you right before the eyes of you that's written in this book. 29, let's look right down on what will happen and verse 16. What happened in 29:16 told by the mouth of the seer that will happen to the children of Israel in 29:16 of Isaiah?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 16. Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as a pot of clay, for shall the workman say of him that made it, he made me not, or shall the thing form say of him that formed it, he has no understanding.
So what he said? He said this thing have been turned upside down. I mean, when we try to figure out where this man coming from, and this man have turned this thing upside down. He are the minority. He are the one despised in every country. But since he got them big old nuclear weapons through our disobedience, he rule. But I'm telling you something, see right here. We got to do is one thing. Understand who folks be doing the teaching, and those that he get his word to, it's time to step up to the plate and be able to do some great things and some dust says Yahweh. And hold that point there, Mother. Hold that point before we come back to that verse, Mother D of Israel. And this is what we got to do. We got to make sure at the end of our name is Israel. And another thing, we got to be clear what we working with to make sure that Yahweh is over myself when I leave and return back to my family. And while my family is there, the blessing of Yahweh is over them until I return. And that's why Yahweh says plain, this thing been turned upside down by the mouth of Isaiah, because in the 15th chapter, verse 37 through 40, or Numbers, Mordi of Israel, let me show you where it's been turned upside down by the Almighty Yahweh. We're going to the 15th chapter, look at verse 37 through 40. Because one thing about it, you want to always make sure that you say, and this is how you be saved. But you also want to make sure your family saved until you return. So this is where we have to step up to the plate to make sure the blessing is in my household or my family as I left and returned because of what reason. Let's read in 15, 37 through 40. Come on, that Mother D up Israel. Bring your A-game and come on.
Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 to 40. Verse 37. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 38, speak unto the children of Israel and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringes of the border of a ribbon of blue. 39. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the Torah instructions of Yahweh, and do them. And that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go a-whoring. Verse 40. Mm-hmm. That you may remember and do all my Torah instruction and be righteous unto your Yahweh.
Amen. And look at the man just said. You know, the greatest thing to know that when you leave your family, all that is in order. Now, look what he says in Hosea 24. See, this is what we got to tell the family leader, that you have to lead by example. And how you lead according to the Bible. And look what he says in the Bible, and the 24th chapter of Hosea, polluted for Joshua. This is what got to happen according to the Bible. In the 24th chapter, pick it up at verse 15. And let's see what he says in 15 and 16, and we'll read verse number 19 and 20. Let's see what it says in Hosea, Maldia of Israel, 24th chapter, verse 15,
yeah.
16, 19. Listen real good. Those that lead their family and know their position, listen what the Bible's saying, and what do it say?
Joshua, polluted for Hosea, chapter 24, verse 15, 16, 19, and 20. Verse 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve Yahweh, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the false Yahwehs which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the Yahweh, the false Yahwehs of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my family, we will serve Yahweh. Verse 19. Did I read 16? No. Verse 16. And the peoples answered and said, Yahweh forbid that we should forsake Yahweh to serve false Yahweh. Verse 19. And Hosea, polluted for Joshua, said unto the people, you cannot serve Yahweh, for he is an unrighteous Yahweh. He is a jealous Yahweh. He will not forgive your sins, nor your sins, your trespass. Verse 20. If you forsake Yahweh and serve strange, false Yahweh, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he has done you good.
Did the man just say it? He told the children of Israel, the same man, you can't serve him the way you want to serve him. You got to serve him according to his book. See, I would say that if we try to serve him, keep peace. You don't keep no peace unless you up and understand you got to dictate what Yahweh said to the mental spirit pertaining to Genesis chapter 18, Moldea of Israel, 17 through 19. See, you got to understand something. The world have put you in a predicament. Because you know why you're in a predicament? Because you're trying to do things according to the of men and women's of the 17 nations. But once you realize that the blessing wait on you, if you apply what's written in this Bible, then you will see love and happiness in your family. And the greatest legacy you can leave your family is thus says Yahweh. Now look what Yahweh says in the 18th, Moldea of Israel, verse 17 through 19. What did he say?
Genesis chapter 18, verse 17 through 19. Verse 17. And Yahweh said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Verse 18. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Verse 19. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household, his family, after him, and they shall keep the way of Yahweh to do justice and judgment, that Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him.
He said, I know what Abraham's going to do. Abraham's going to make the right calling according to what I got written in this book. Because Abraham know, St. John 15, verse 5, Abraham know this. The same one that said this came right back in St. John 15, verse 5 and said what? What did he say in 15, verse 5 of St. John, that Moabdia of Israel? the same Yahweh that was talking to Abraham, came right back in 15 verses and said this. This is what he said. And what did he say?
St. John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Oh, I can buy my kid. I'm skinning and gritting. But Yahweh said, without me you can do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So who you going to believe? Without him, you can't do nothing. So the man telling you without him, you can do nothing. So what he got written in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 40? Mother dear of Israel, what he got written? 1 Corinthians 14, verse 40. What he say?
Okay. Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. Verse 40. Let all things be done decently and in order.
And that's what we're sitting up right now, all over the country. Decent and in order. You got to understand what the man's saying, and you got to have the respect of knowing the leadership, and everything must be done decent and in order. That's the key, see, right here. Mother E, what it says in 22, verse 12 of Deuteronomy. What's that, Mother E? See, this is called decent and in order. And the head of the household goes to make sure that is understood. For me to know the blessing is when I leave, the family is there. Even when the blessing when I go out is there. I got to be sure what will keep the blessing over my family till I return, and over me when I'm out there taking care of business. What it say? Got to be done. Mother
Deuteronomy.
Yep.
And 22.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22, verse 12. Thus shall make the fringes upon the four quarters of their vestment and garment. Where we are to cover ourselves.
You make you some fringes and make sure them fringes on you when you step out, and make sure your family is with that you left until you return got them fringes on. Then one thing about it, the blessing of Yahweh is with you as you travel and is with your family as you return. And see, he tell you all the keys of this stuff. All the keys. And all we got to do is one thing. If we look down, it'll make us know to keep the Torah instruction from them branches. And we know one thing. We walk around with the blessing of our Almighty on us. Now look what he say, Mother E, 1 Samuel chapter 15. Verse 22 and 23. What did it tell us in 1 Samuel 15, 22 and 23?
1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22 and verse 23. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. And Saul said to Jesse, saying, let David, I pray thee, stand before me, for he has found favor in my sight.
Hold on. What
he
you
said,
read?
Oh,
look at
no,
it real
carefully. Okay, I got it. 1 Samuel
all
chapter
right.
15, verse 22 to 23. And Samuel said, had the Yahweh a great delight in burnt offering and sacrifice, as obeying the voice of the Yahweh. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of ram. verse 23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft and stubbornness. It's sin, iniquity, and adultery, because thus has rejected the word of Yahweh, he has also rejected thee from being king.
So you see that? When you reject the word of Yahweh, he rejects you to be in the position that you're in because you refuse to do the word of Yahweh of what he got written in his Bible. Now, preach up that to Numbers 14, verse 8 and 9. Then we get a case in point, Mother D, of Israel in 1 Kings 20, 35 and 36. Preach up that back, Mother E, to Numbers chapter 14, verse 8 and 9. Let's see what it says in Numbers chapter 14, verse 8 and 9. Where does it say that, Mother E?
Book of Numbers chapter 14, verse 8 and verse 9. Numbers chapter 14, verse 8. If Yahweh delights in us, then he will bring us into his land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Verse 9. Only rebel not you against the Yahweh, neither fear you the people of the land, for you are bread, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Yahweh is with us. Fear them not.
Hear the man's land? He said, the whole world is bread to you, Steve Royer. He said, stop fearing COVID-19, 20, 21, 22, and do what he's telling you to do. If you do what he's telling you to do, I bet a man or woman that whatever happens, you will be not looking at the people burning in the fire. You will be in the kingdom. So keep that in your mind. Why don't you do what Yahweh tell you to do? And don't worry about who to your left or right or COVID-19, 20, 21, and 22. Because Satan will always set up traps for you to get you away from doing Yahweh's business. But when he burn him in the fire, guess what? He going to burn you in the fire too. Keep that in your mind. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, we just read 1 Samuel chapter 15, 22 and 23. He said, not obeying him, his word, it just, you stubborn it, it's like witchcraft. Now, we're going to get a case in point about Mother D.F. Israel. Let's get a case in point. He said, better to obey. It's better to obey his word. Let's see what's going on in 1 Kings chapter 20. Verse 35 and 36 there, Mount of Israel. Let's see, can we find out, do that applies and time pass. Come on.
Okay. First Kings chapter 20, verses 35 and 36.
And 36. Yes, ma'am. What does it say?
First Kings chapter 20, verse 35. And a certain man of the son of the seer said unto his neighbor in the word of Yahweh, smite me, I pray you. And the man refused to smite him. Verse 36. Then said he unto him, because thou hast not obeyed the voice of Yahweh, behold, as soon as thou art departed from me, a lion shall slay you. And as soon as he was departed from him, a lion found him and slew him.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? You hear that, Mother D of Israel?
Yeah.
Did you hear? And speaking again in verse 35, read that again. How was he speaking again, 35?
First Kings chapter 20, verse 35. And a certain man of the son of the seer said unto his neighbor in the word of Yahweh, smite me, I pray you, and the man refused to smite him.
Now, what he's saying, but he's speaking in it is like we send up the six anointed camps. These brothers and sisters are speaking from the anointed of the seal to them. But you have a tendency where I don't want to listen to them, where you got to give all the mouth. Don't you know you out of order? These people get anointed to show you the way to go. But you don't want to hear them. No, it's not that. These people are set up. The sons were set up to take the seal. Mm-hmm. Seal can't be in every spot. He anointed his son to go tell the young man that's speaking from the mouth of Yahweh. He said, listen, young man, my neighbor, I'm speaking from the mouth of Yahweh. We won't see what you working with. He said, smite me inside my jaw. I ain't going to do nothing. I'm going to talk some smack and go on about my business. Okay, you. So remember what I was speaking from the mouth of Yahweh. Now, since you didn't do that, a lion going to catch you in a fence for you being disobedient to anointed one that's showing you the way you supposed to go. And that's the point we're making right now. So I hope you the ones that the seer anointed can take care of his business. You just got to respect to those that's standing before you. Now let's back up a little bit in Judges chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3. Back up to Judges chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. This is what it says. Judges 2, 1, 2, and 3. Mother D.F. Israel. What does it say?
Judges chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
1, 2, and 3. Let's see what it says in Judges 2, 1, 2, and 3.
Judges chapter 2, verse 1 and 3. Verse 1, and ministering spirit of Yahweh came up from Gilead to Bosham, and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt and have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your father. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Verse 2. And you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Verse 3. Wherefore, I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your side, and their false Yahweh shall be a snare unto you.
Yes, you ready? Precept that to 1 Kings 31 to 34. Let's see what it says, Mo D.F. Israel in 1 Kings 20, verse 31 to 34. What does it say?
1 Kings chapter 20, verses what?
31 to 34.
1 Kings chapter 20, verse 31 to 34. Verse 31. And his servant said unto him, behold, now we have heard that the king of the family of Israel are merciful kings. Let us, I pray you, put sackcloth on our loins and rope upon our heads and go out to the king of Israel. Peradventure he will save your life. Verse 32. So they gird sackcloth on their loins and put ropes on their head and came to the king of Israel and said, your servant Ben-Hadad said, I pray you let me live. And he said, is he yet alive? He is my brother. 33. Now the men did diligently observe whether anything would come from him and did hastily catch it. And they said, your brother Ben-Hadad. Then he said, go you bring him. Then Ben-Hadad came forth to him, and he caused him to come up into the chariot. 34. And Ben-Hadad said unto him, the city which my father took from your father, I will restore, and thou shalt make streets for you in Damascus, as my father made in Samaria. Then said Ahab, I will send you away with this covenant. So he made a covenant with him and sent him away.
Wait a minute. He made a covenant with him and sent him away.
Mm.
What? Do you remember what you read in Judges chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3, what the member spirit said not to do?
Make no league.
You remember?
Mm-hmm.
Make no league. I don't put a deal on the table. What did the member spirit tell leadership to not do? Then he
make
turned
no
right
league.
Around, make no league. He turned right around and done it anyway.
Right.
Because he had him in a position. And he turned right around and said, well, I'm gonna make a covenant with you. So who did you leave out of that? Here we are. You see what it is? Now let's the 20th chapter. And back up to verse number 1, 2, and 3. Now listen to this. 1, 2, and 3.
First Kings.
20. Yeah, 20. 1, 2, and 3. And mother, he have me 13, 14, 39 to 43 waiting on me. Now we're going to back up to 1, 2, and 3. Now just hold up. Remember one thing. Hold up, I got to pull a rabbit out of here. See, when we come on this network for one reason. Hold that point. Put a marker there, Mother D up Israel. Go to the 24th chapter, verse 32. Luke, and come right back. Let's run to the 24th chapter, verse 33 of Luke. And we're coming right back. See, we come on this network for one reason. Luke 24:32 says what?
24, verse 32. And they said one to another, did not our minds burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scripture?
Ain't that something? So we come on this network to make your brains burn, to understand something your only way the scripture. See, we come and let, when you miss a class, you miss a lot because you got to have the scripture to get back to where you need to get to. So we come to make your brains burn. We only have like 3 hours holding your attention. You know why? Because your brains burn in the scripture. Now watch this.
Right.
Back to 20, verse 2 and 3. And mother, you have me 13, 14, 39 through 43 waiting on me. Going back to 1 Kings 20, 1, 2, and 3.
1 Kings chapter 20, verses 1 to 3. Verse 1.
That's
and Ben-Hadad.
Ben-Hadad. Yeah, Ben-Hadad. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. And Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria gathered all his hosts together, and there were 32 kings with him. Okay, I'm trying to turn. Okay. And horses and chariots. And he went up and besieged Samaria and warred against it. Verse 2. And he sent messengers to Ahab, king of Israel, into the city and said unto him, thus said Ben-Hadad, verse 3, your silver and your gold is mine. Your wives also and your children, even the goodly, are mine.
Ain't that something? You hear all that? He said, you go tell that old piece of king of the kingdom, old Ahab, that everything you got, that gold, that chair you sitting in, is mine. He said, that old piece of the wife you got, she's mine too. And the old piece of you got belongs to me. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
That big tall talking. Let's see what happens next. See, we're going to make your brain burn and understand what you need to know. Now, watch this right here in verse number 13, 14, 39 through 43. What does it say there, Mother E? What does it say?
First King. Wait, you said 39 to 43. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
First King, chapter 20, verse 13 and 14.
39.
Okay, I
had that.
I thought you said 29. Okay.
I'll make it.
Okay, 1 Kings chapter 13.
Mm-mm.
Chapter 20, verse 13 to 14. 39
mm-hmm.
to 43.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 13. And behold, there came a seer unto Ahab, king of Israel, saying, thus said the Yahweh, have thou seen all this great multitude? Behold, I will deliver it unto thy hand this day, and thou shalt know that I am Yahweh. Verse 14. And Ahaz said, by whom? And he said, thus said the Yahweh, even by the young man of the prince of the province. Then he said, who shall order the battle? And he answered, by you. Verse 39.
Mm-hmm.
Hold that point 39. So you see what he said? The seer told him, you see that great big old host over there? He said, yeah, I see it. He said, I'm going to deliver him into your hand. He said, well, how is this going to happen? Who's going to muster the battle? He said, you going to do it. See, King Ahaz looking at the numbers. He looking at the numbers, but he forgot what Yahweh said among the Israel and 7 verse 24. He forgot what Yahweh have said in St. John 7:24. What did he say in 7:24, Mo Diab Israel?
St. John chapter 7, verse 24. St. John chapter 7, verse 24. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteously. Judge.
Let me tell you, don't worry about anything. You just stay up on the Yahweh. Don't worry about what you're looking at. The seer said, don't worry about that. I'm going to put everything in your hand, just says Yahweh. So you see what's going on here? And that's the thing. We worry about everything, but just says Yahweh. We worry about COVID-19, 20, 21. I'm going to get them fringes on and get into one of them camps and sit down with big ears and big mouth. And little mouth, you come total opposite. So you see, the I'll tell you through these scriptures where we at and what we got to do. Now, come on, that mother, Mother E, 39 to 43. Let's hear some of this old, this what's going on here. What's going on in 39 to 43?
1 Kings, chapter 20, verse 39 to 43. Verse 39, and as the king passed by, he cried unto the king, and he said, thy servant went out unto the midst of the battle, and behold, a man turned aside and brought a man unto me and said, keep this man, if by any means he be missing, then shall thy life be for his life, or else thou shalt pay a talent of silver. Verse 40. And as thy servant was busy here and there, he was gone, and the king of Israel said unto him, so shall thy judgment be thou yourself have decided it. Verse 41. And he hasted and took the ashes away from his face, and the king of Israel discerned him that he was of the seer. Verse 42. And he said unto him, thus said the Yahweh, because thou hast let go out of thy hand a man whom I appointed to other destruction, therefore thy life shall go for his life, and thy people for his people. Verse 43. And the king of Israel went to his house, having a displeasing, and came to Samaritan.
Now, what happened in that leadership position? Yahweh told the leadership, make no league with the inheritors of the land. And what did the leadership do? And what did the leadership do? See, you can't look at a position and because your feelings get in the way, you got to make sure your calling is according to says Yahweh. So you see, Yahweh sent the seer tell him everything going to be delivered in your hand. Take care of this business. What did he do again, that mother D up Israel? And 1 Kings 20, 31 to 34. What did he do again? Now, he was told what to do. What did he do? What did he do when you're on the clock? See, we watch on, what we do, we watch the one when you're on the clock to see how you handle things on clock. Is you going to do Yahweh's business, or you going to act like you're going to not see Yahweh's business? When you act like you don't see what Yahweh's want, back up to the 17th chapter, verse 1 and 5 of Leviticus, that mother E. Back up to 17th chapter of Leviticus, verse 1 and 17. Is that what I want? 5, chapter 5, 1 and 17. Leviticus chapter 5, 1 and 17. You're going to act like you don't see what you see. And that let me know that you're not in the right position with Yahweh. Because what Yahweh got written is going to stand. What it says in Leviticus 5, 1 and 17, what it say?
The book of Leviticus, chapter 5, verses 1 and verse 17. Verse 1. And if his soul sinneth, and hear the voice of friend, and is a witness, whether he has seen or known of it, he do not utter it, then he shall bear his sin. Verse 17. And if a soul sinneth and committeth any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandment of the Yahweh, though he wish it not, yet he is guilty and shall bear his iniquity, his sin.
What did he just say? He said, you know of someone is sinning against mm-hmm. Yahweh, and simply you are head of that position, and you act mm-hmm. like you don't see it, to keep peace. He said, don't worry, that sin is over their head already. But guess what? It's over your head twice as much. Because mm-hmm. you're looking ready to make the call according to the book. That's why you got to be very important who you put in leadership position. They got to understand their calling must be according to thus says Yahweh. And what did thus mm-hmm. say Yahweh said, Mother dear, Judges chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. What it says in Judges chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
Okay. Judges chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Okay. Judges chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1. And ministering spirit of Yahweh came up from Gilead to Bosham and said, I made you to go up out of Mizraim and have brought you unto the land which I sware unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Verse 2. And you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars. But you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this?
Now run to 1 Kings chapter 20 and pick it up at verse number 2 and 3. 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 2 and 3. What does it say?
1 Kings chapter 20, verses 1 to 3. And Ben...
No, 2 and 3. Make it 2 and 3.
First Kings chapter 20, verses 2 and 3. Verse 2. And he sent messengers to Ahab, king of Israel, unto the city, and said unto him, thus said Ben-Hadad, your silver and your gold is mine, your wife also, and your children, even the goodly, are mine.
Get down to 33 and 34 in a closing statement. 33 and 34 in a closing statement. What does it say?
1 Kings chapter 20, verse 33 and 34. Verse 33. Now the men did diligently observe whether anything would come from him, and did haste catch it. And they said, your brother Ben-Hadad. Then he said, go you bring him. Then Ben-Hadad came forth to him, and he caused him to come up into the chariot. Verse 34. And Ben-Hadad said unto him, the city which my father took from your father, I will restore. and thou shalt make streets for you in Damascus, as my father made in Samaria. Then said Ahaz, I will send you away with this covenant. So he made a covenant with him and sent him away.
Ain't that something? You
hear that, Mother D.F. Israel? I hear it. What's your closing statement? And we're catching them off of some old BOQTY. What's your closing statement? Come on. Numbers chapter 32, verse 23. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against Yahweh, and be sure your sins will find you out. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's right. Your sins is going to find you out when you don't make a decision according to the Bible. When you in a leadership position, your decision will be according to the Bible. Mother E, what it says in 1 Samuel 15, 22 and 23.
1 Samuel 15.
22 and 23. See, when you're in leadership, when you've been anointed, whether the seer see you or not, whenever he see you, you have to make sure you make your decision according to thus says Yahweh. Don't look at a person can be a great tithe, pay up, will offer a donation, whatever it is. Make sure the decision you make is a Yahweh decision, and his decision as is written to keep the blessing going over the congregation. Don't make a decision because they pockets or they just loan. Make it because of, says Yahweh. What it say in 1 Samuel 15, 22 and 23?
First Samuel, chapter 15, verse 22 to verse 23. And Samuel said, has he, Yahweh, had great delight in burnt offering and sacrifice, as in obeying the voice of the Yahweh? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than fat of ram. 23, for rebellion is the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as the sin, iniquity, adultery, because thou hast rejected the word of the Yahweh, he has also rejected thee from being king.
Yeah. So Yahweh said soundly, when you reject the word of Yahweh, he'll take you out of your position. So make sure one thing you keep on your mind, the decision you make, make sure it lines up with Yahweh. Let's go to Malachi chapter 3 and pick it at verse 6. Let's read 6, 10 through 12 in the closing. Yeah, Malachi chapter 3, verse 6 and 10 through 12 in the closing statement. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. Well, make it verse 7. 7, 10 through 12, and closing statement. Malachi 3, verse 7, 10 through 12, and a closing statement. Come on.
Okay. Malachi chapter 3, verses 7 and 10 to 12.
Yes.
Malachi chapter 3,
yes, ma'am,
verse 7. From the day of your father, you are gone away from my order and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, said the Yahweh of hosts. But you said, wherein shall we return? Verse 10. Bring you all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And through me now, your will, said the Yahweh of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Verse 11. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, said the Yahweh of hosts. Verse 12. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, said the Yahweh of hosts.
So that's what he said. He said, if you get me right, I'll get you right. And that's what he said. Who you going to believe? Mother E, Exodus again, just like Mother D of Israel. 1-2 punch that. Great, 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 great. Matter of fact, even Detroit, Michigan had a good shot up in there. Excellent. Golden State, what you got to say behind that, Mother E, Mother Z? What you got to say behind that? Come on.
I'd just like to say thank you and praise Yahweh for this class. Thank you and praise Yahweh for this spirit and for the ones attending the class. And pray that we all keep on continuing in the word. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. And that was all about seeing right here. Listen. We got to understand one thing. Yahweh, you were born in these days for the time now. But you got to make sure, especially if you're the head of your family, you got to make sure you got the blessing in your family. You got to make sure when you leave, the blessing is on you. And when you return, the blessing's in your family. And all we got to do is remember what he said in Deuteronomy 8:3. Man lives by every word that come out of Yahweh, the Son. That's what you live by. So make sure the decision you make that the Bible supports it, then you leaving the greatest legacy when you leave and return the word of Yahweh. You remember what Hosea said in that 24th chapter? But as for me and my family, we gonna serve Yahweh as it is written. And that's the key, Steve, right here. We got to mount up this attack on the known world, and thus says Yahweh, our people's in bad shape. They can't recognize, they can't deception. They can't recognize propaganda. They offer to Christianity, Lord God and Jesus, sun worshiping, women's wearing pants before being dressed with fringes on. We off Adam. Man, beating Kenneth Pentagraph, 50-50 love and all that stuff. That is not the way of Yahweh. You got to lead according to Yahweh's word. You got it? Good. Get to everybody tomorrow night for some more B-O-T-T-Y. Remember one thing. We come humble, but we got to make mind burn in 24:32 in the word of Yahweh. To the mothers, to Camp 4, to all the elders, the seed, the mothers, the brothers, everybody. Yahweh be with you all. Catch you tomorrow for some more. Boo!
What? Sir!
What?
Give me this.
Could give me the water.
That I thirst not.
Yes.
Neither come hither to draw.
Go ahead.
That's right.
16.
Yeah.
Yahweh the Son said unto her.
And Yahweh the Son said unto her.
Go call your husband.
Go call thy husband.
That's right.
And come here.
And come back.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
Oh, wherever the big O-N.